This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Parliament has passed the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha had already passed the bill. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertaking Act 1980. The bill seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from existing 1. The bill also proposes to redefine substantial interest for directorships, which could increase to 2 crore rupees instead of the current limit of 5 lakh rupees. The bill empowers banks to decide the remuneration of their auditors. Replying to a bank, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "The government has undertaken several reforms to strengthen the banking sector in the country.
We'll be focusing on a lot of structural reforms, but our efforts are not restricted only to that. We have deepened financial inclusion, took banking to the last citizen, and ensured that citizen-centric banking is importantly served as an interface. 55 crore Jan Dhan accounts have been opened, of which over 55% of them are women, and 66% have been in rural or semi-urban centered bank branches."
The Lok Sabha has passed the Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025. The bill seeks to establish the Institute of Rural Management, ANAND, as a university to be known as the Tribhuvan Sahakari University and to declare it as an institution of national importance. The institution will impart technical and management education and training in the cooperative sector, will promote cooperative research and development, and to attain standards of global excellence in order to realize the vision of Sahkar Se Samriddhi. It will also strengthen the cooperative movement in the country through a network of institutions and to declare the institute as one of the schools of the university. Replying to the debate on the bill today, Union Cooperative Minister Amit Shah said that this legislation will empower the rural economy and help in creating self-employment and developing small entrepreneurs.
सहकारिता एक ऐसा क्षेत्र है जो देश में एक प्रकार से हर परिवार को छूता है. हर गांव में कोई न कोई ऐसी इकाई है जो सहकारिता के माध्यम से कृषि विकास, ग्रामीण विकास और स्वरोजगारी के काम के अंदर जुटी हुई है, देश के विकास के अंदर योगदान करती है. और ये जो विधेयक है, इससे ग्रामीण अर्थव्यवस्था सशक्त होगी, स्वरोजगार और छोटी उद्यमिता इसका विकास होगा, सामाजिक समावेशन भी बढ़ेगा और नवाचार और अनुसंधान में भी कई नए मानक गढ़ने के लिए मौके उपलब्ध होंगे.
A fact-check unit of the central government has identified more than 1,500 fake news in the last 3 years. In a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said more than 72,000 queries have been received. He said the fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau posts the fact-checks and correct information on its social media handles. He said the fact-check unit was set up in 2019 with the objective to counter dissemination of fake news and misinformation pertaining to the government. NDA MPs from Bihar today met at the residence of BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal in New Delhi over dinner. BJP President JP Nadda, senior leaders of JDU, LJPR, Hindustan Awam Morcha, Secular and Rashtriya Lok Morcha attended the meeting along with BJP MPs from Bihar. The meeting, which took place ahead of the Bihar Assembly poll, scheduled later this year, was intended to further fine-tune coordination among the alliance partners in the state. Earlier, talking to reporters, Union Minister and LJPR Chief Chirag Paswan said that during the meeting, the leaders will discuss the strategies for the upcoming assembly elections in Bihar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that differences should not become disputes and competition should not become conflict. He made this remark while speaking on India-China relations in a conversation with Dr. Kyung Wah Kang, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Asia Society in New Delhi. And in IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 152 runs set by Rajasthan Royals, Kolkata Knight Riders were 61 for 1 in 9 overs at Guwahati a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.